League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I didn't have any money growing up as a kid, so I was constantly on the hustle to make extra money. I talked before on this podcast, I did paper rounds, working my ass off for between £6 and £9 a week. When I look back at this, I think to myself, no, surely I haven't got that wrong. Surely it was £6 to £9 a day. No, it was £6 to £9 a week for 7 days a week for fucking years. Fuckers that own that paper shop. Fuck my parents who told me that that was a good thing to do. The service industry would collapse if kids didn't know that £1 is fuck all money. They're still getting away with that shit today. I think they're still paper boys and girls. Probably. Ridiculous thing anyway, looking back. Don't talk to me about child labour and sweatshops. I lived that shit for years. Did a fucking paper round. But a paper round was a walk in the park, literally, compared with the other job I did regularly as a kid. Snow path clearing. How the fuck I got into this, I've no idea. This doesn't sound like me. It must have been my mate who persuaded me. It was 11-year-old kid. I used to go around the streets of Great Bar, Birmingham. In the dead of winter, usually in the fucking dark. And bang on the doors of hopefully pensioners, we hope for pensioners, and ask them if they wanted their paths cleared of snow, or paths, as I said at the time, paths. Do you want your path cleared? Do you want your path cleared? Looking back, it must have been fucking terrifying for these pensioners. It's pitch black, and there's these two fucking 11-year-olds. There's nothing more frightening than a fucking 11-year-old with a shovel at your door. Absolutely awful for all concerned. Particularly me. From memory, I didn't have gloves on half the time. I couldn't afford a big warm coat. I wasn't used to hard labour. I was an 11-year-old kid, but this was very hard labour as a path, even with two people, because we were kids. We didn't realise it at the time. We were, of course, half people, weren't we? We could do half the job of a big, strong man, so we thought we were saving time, two of us. No, it was just like two little men with the kids, with two little shovels. As it turns out, we clean a path very, very slowly. So we'd do this, and more often than not, the amount we got paid was not agreed up front. It was a very loose agreement. There was no contracts were signed. And a lot of these pensioners, as they are wont to do, take the piss royally. They come out and say, oh, you've missed a bit. And because I was 11, I didn't go, fuck's sake, old timer. Fuck, we're not professional path clearers. We're two children. And you've instigated and agreed to child labour? I don't reckon you could get away with that shit in 2021. On any level, you sick fuck. You don't realise how lucky you are, mate, being in the 1980s, 35 years later in 2021. I'll call you out for being a fucking paedophile, little bastard. Making us clean your path for often 50p. Not even each, 50p between us. Now, inflation hasn't bitten too hard in the UK over 35 years. 50p has always been fuck all. We'd clean the path for fucking an hour or two and we'd get fuck all. And you're thinking, oh, you should get over it, Nathan. Well, there was one path clearing that I'll never get over that broke the 11-year-old camel's back. I worked fucking hard for this old geezer, I remember. Clearing his path with my mate. He reminded me of my granddad. He had a sweet smile and he was very appreciative. And at the end of the 2 hours, or whatever it was, the fucking week clearing this guy's path, he had a massive house. He said, yes, thank you so much for cleaning my path. And he gave me that lovely warm smile and he said, I've got a massive treat in store for you boys afterwards. And looking back again, I think in 2021, I'd think paedophile. But in the 80s, more innocent times. You can employ 2 11-year-old boys on the hoof, 0 hours contract, and say you had a massive surprise treat in store for them if you pleased them with your little snow shovel. And please him we did as we worked for hours, cleaning his massive path. Don't get me mistaken, this guy had money. Pensioners have money. Pensioners have more money than any of us. Pensioners were the only people in Great Barbour, I mean, with any money. They were old people, and old people have lots and lots of money. They've saved, haven't they? Big house, this geezer was not short of money. So I thought, extra special treat, amazing, this is it. This is the fucking big time, baby. So he smiled, very warm. A smile so warm it could have melted the snow given half a chance. It looked like my granddad. And then he said the immortal line. I've got something inside my house better than money. Boys, come in. And he beckons us into his kitchen. I know, right? This is as dodgy as it sounds. Pitch black outside, it's night time. And here's a pensioner. Inviting 2 11-year-old boys into his house. Fuck, what were we doing? I mean, I didn't think about it at the time, but at least we had shovels, right? But it was fine, he wasn't going to hurt us. Well, in a way. He said to us, boys, this is better than money. This is better than all the money in the world. 2 cups of steaming hot beef tea. Now, I'd never had a beef tea before, and I've never had one since. I will never have another fucking beef tea in my life. Beef tea, if you don't know what it is, it's a fucking OXO cube. It's like a gravy granules cube in hot water. It was a cup of weak gravy. Hours cleaning this path for this old bastard, and he was offering us a cup of weak gravy. No money, just a cup of weak gravy. And because he was old and we were in his house now, we were 11 years old and I was probably scared, and if I was any older, I'd say gravy, fucking 2 cups of gravy. You're taking the piss, you little prick. You're old in this massive house. We ain't clearing paths for gravy. But we couldn't say that, so I was basically forced into drinking this whole cup of weak gravy. Still fucking taste it now. You never get weak gravy out of your teeth. And we finished the weak gravy, fucking forcing it down. We may as well have drunk a fucking cup full of his hot semen. This was worse. Finished the cup of gravy and he said, right, bye then. Was this it? No money? Just fucking gravy? So we bid him farewell. I looked at my mate. and we did what any self-respecting 11-year-old would do. It may have been home time, but this taught us. This taught us sometimes you have to do overtime. And we spent at least the next half an hour shoveling all the snow back onto this tight bastard gravy-hawking shit's pathway. Clear your own fucking path, you weirdo. And I'll tell you how to clean your path as well. No, not with two 11-year-old slave boys with shovels. I got something better than two 11-year-old slaves with shovels to clear snow. That's right, sir. Hot gravy. That's what I learned from my childhood, guys. Pour some boiling hot gravy on snow, and you'll be all right. You'll be right as icy rain. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please go to patreon.com/NathanCassidy. Where you can give me £5 for listening to this podcast. And with that, I will buy some delicious hot gravy. Yummy, yum, yum.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.